Hello and welcome to Across the Park, 2SER's number one sports program in this time slot. So much sport to get to today, including the Spice Girls getting back together, the midterm election in the States, Taylor Swift being in town, and of course, the cricket. There's no goddamn way I could bring you all the news myself, so joining me as always is a man who was just yesterday described by Donald Trump as...
You are a rude, terrible person. You shouldn't be working...
2SER.
Yes.
It's Mick Radojkovic.
He's so right. Trump is on the money.
Yes, he is. You don't often hear that. And joining us for the very first time is a man who took out this year's fashions on the field, albeit at home. It's Daniel Cox.
Thank you. Thank you very much for inviting me on, guys.
What sort of fashion did you have? You're just fascinating in general.
I had some caddies on the top of my head. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it was really good.
Dan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
As always, I have to ask our new guests, what are your sporting credentials?
Well, I played rugby league since the age of six. I had to retire 2 years ago when I snapped my kneecap in half.
What?
Yeah, I come off second best left kneecap. Yeah, so that was a quick retirement.
How do you do that? Like, what did you like collide with someone?
Yeah, he just ran the ball off the scrum.
Yeah.
He's a really big fella, and so, well, if I go up high, he's going to throw me off. So, went to tackle around the legs, and just perfect timing, my knee just collided with his knee, and just instantly.
And his knee was all right?
Yeah, he just kept playing.
Oh, what a bastard.
I know. I cannot believe it. I'm screaming in agony.
I remember that. It was a couple of years ago, and it was horrific.
Yeah.
It was not great. Any thought of going back into rugby league?
No, not now.
No.
Not now.
You got a couple of kids now. It's It's not worth it.
Bit of touch?
Yeah. No. Only if the wife lets me out, you know, if I touch.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
None of that when you're married.
I know.
That's my sister you guys are talking about. Mick.
That's very true.
How was your Sporty Spice week?
My Sporty Spice week. She can sing right, you know that.
She can what?
She can sing Sporty Spice. She's okay. The best singer of the lot.
Is she?
Yeah, yeah.
There's didn't no. Know you were such a fan.
There's no posh, but she can't sing. She's the worst one. She may as well not be there anyway.
Exactly.
She's just a bit of eye candy.
Yes.
My week, my Sporty Spice week, it's been, I don't know, a bit weird actually. I feel like there's been too much off the field action. Of course, I just boycotted the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday, so, you know, I didn't even know it was on. Did you guys watch it?
I watched it. Yeah, I watched it on my phone at work.
Right.
Yeah.
I was at work too.
That's all I got to do.
To watch it on the
I knew it was on. Like I heard some people in the hall, like atrium at work, watching it, and I was like, "Oh, what's that? Oh, it's 3 o'clock. Oh yeah,
it's
yeah,
Tuesday. Okay. It's the 1st of September.
But
it's Tuesday of November.
I feel like the attention or the sort of the hype about the race has really died off.
It has, without doubt.
Yeah.
Maybe the Everest took over.
No, yeah, there's so many international runners these days. So.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
Is that you need that Aussie horse just to get behind? But
yeah,
I don't know. We'll get into horse racing later, and not in the way you might think.
Right.
Let's talk about cricket.
Oh, do we have to?
We're not going to talk about the game that's currently on because often podcast this show and they'll be very confused listening in a few days. Like, what? No. So we won't tell you the live score, what's going on there.
Okay.
But are you looking it up?
Yeah, I'm looking it up.
Okay. Well, you can tell us in a sec what the live score is. It'll make no sense to other people. That's okay. None of this show does. Yeah, we had the first one day against South Africa, played in Western Australia in Perth. It was terrible. The men's side is awful. We are just in such a rut at the moment. I don't know what's... I mean, I guess we can sort of point fingers at a few people who aren't currently in the team. But yeah, it is really just falling apart. If you didn't see the game, we were sent into bat against South Africa last weekend. And with a handful of people who really, they can't bat. And we're going up against a team of world-class bowlers. And it showed, like... So the score, we lost by 6 wickets. We were bowled out for 152 in the 39th over, while South Africa breezed to 4 for 153 in the 30th. What were your thoughts on the game?
Well, if you could watch it, if you had Fox and you were able to watch it, we brought this up last week.
Yes, we did.
As it turns out, if you have free-to-air and you don't pay for Fox, you cannot watch the one-day cricket.
Exactly.
Which, in my mind, is really just going to kill it, going to kill 50-over game in Australia. But
so is it just for 50 overs? I just wanted to ask. Is it they're going to have the test
coming up? I don't know, because
up?
I didn't even realize that was the case until all of a sudden it wasn't on. I presume 2020s will be live on TV because they are pushing that.
But that's a different channel.
And I presume tests will be live.
Oh, you'd have to think so, because Channel 7 have to play something.
I think Channel 7 are only going to play the tests this summer.
Yeah.
And then next year they'll get, right into it.
That's insane.
Yeah. Is it 2020 is still on Channel 10 or something else?
No, I think Fox have got it all now.
Have they?
I think so, yeah. Oh.
The Big Bash.
Big Bash and all, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow, that's not great.
Yeah, it's not going to be good.
Okay.
So it's really unfortunate because, cricket's the national sport. It's the only sport in Australia that everyone in Australia, regardless of where you are, it's what you watch in summer. So to really push it to the pay, it's really sad. I can't. And when they did the same thing in England a number of years ago, they took it, put it on the Sky Sports, I think, only, wasn't on the free-to-air. It really damaged the game over there.
Yeah.
And they had to backpedal quickly after a couple of seasons to get people back into it. So, look, I can see the same thing happening here. It's pretty messed up.
Okay, we'll move on from the games. And look, the Australian Cricket Australia, are just losing people like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Tubby Taylor through the week has left. He was the director. I guess he's gone to concentrate on Fujitsu, as he likes to say. Australia's number one on air.
I'll blow you away.
Nice, I like a good pun.
This comes after the long staff review, which was into the culture of the game and the organisation. And people are just dropping like flies. Yeah.
Why did Tubby leave? I still didn't quite figure that out.
I think he'd been there for about 13 years, the last couple were just too much for him.
Yeah, fair enough. But there was no chance of getting the top chair. So
I guess
just sort of,
not.
I think they asked him, but he didn't want to do it. Nah.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
I think he wanted a fresh start, I think, but get some new blood in there.
Well, look, that doesn't help. I think that, when the board is having trouble, then your team's going to have trouble, just like in NRL.
Exactly, yeah. Starts from the top.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if this is on your agenda. Now they've cleaned out Cricket Australia. Does that mean they can just bring back Smith and Warner and Bancroft now?
Well, that's a good question.
If you need them.
What's the vote here? Would you guys be up for it or against it?
No, I'd be up for it.
I'm torn.
2-1, you'd lose.
What if we went, okay, we'll just take one of you back.
Yeah, I'll take one. Smith.
We took one back.
Smith, sure.
Absolutely Smith.
You can't pick a Jews. It's one or all.
Why? What's the difference? You're picking. You're saying, okay, all right, fair enough. And what about Bancroft's? I think his suspension's must be pretty close to being over. He only got 9 months, I think.
Oh, you're right.
The other two
so you're
12.
Back for the test, I guess. Maybe.
Yeah,
just.
Maybe.
Anyway, I've been having this argument with people all week about whether they should be allowed back or not. And some people are for it, some people are against it. It's a bit of a contentious one.
It's a real tough one. Phone in. Okay. The number is something. Over in New Zealand this week, I don't know if you saw this, in a domestic one-day cup game, Northern Districts batsman. Oh, did you see this?
The biggest over.
Yes. Oh. Joe Carter and Brett Hampton, they smashed the record for the most runs ever scored in an over. Okay.
Ever.
You see this, Dan?
I did, yeah. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
43 runs in an over.
People who don't know cricket, there's six balls in an over, and you can score the most of runs. Well, technically, you can score a six on every ball. Yeah. So how do you get 40? Was it 43?
43.
43 in an over? Please explain, Joe.
Okay, so there were two no balls. I really don't want to go into this too much. For people who don't understand overs, it's going to kill me. Okay, so
how many balls are an over?
There's six balls in an over.
Yes.
In modern cricket.
What does a no ball do, Joel?
So a no ball means one run to the other team, plus you have to bowl that ball again. So he ended up bowling 8 balls, and they got 43 off it. Let's see, they hit 6 sixes, 1 4, and a single, which is how they made it 43.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Unreal. So congratulations to, who was that poor guy?
Surely he got taken off, wouldn't he?
Would you get dropped after that?
Can we sign him up? He'd be
He could play for the Wood Ducks. He'd fit in great in my cricket team, without a doubt. Definitely. The Southern Stars, just wanted to mention quickly, they also play, their T20 starts tomorrow. They got a game against Pakistan. It starts at 6:30 a.m. if you're going to be up at that time, watch the Southern Stars, because they're going to win.
Yeah,
they're the team that does win.
Okay, so we should, should be putting them on free to air and watching them live.
100% I'm pretty sure that game is also only on Fox. So. Yeah. Yeah, unbelievable. Golf.
Hello, golf.
Golf is a sport we haven't talked about very much on this. On
That's
this show.
True. We just make fun of them.
Yeah,
and the people who watch it.
We're going to talk about it a bit now, though, because did you hear the Adelaide Oval last week had their own sort of T20? It was golf at the Adelaide Oval. Obviously never been done before.
Wait.
Yes, I know it looks very... You look very confused.
Yes.
The whole idea... Did you see any of this?
I heard about it. I didn't see it.
Yeah. It's okay, I'm going to try and explain it as best as I can. It's a game played in 4 minutes, so it's a rushed game.
Oh, super golf.
Yeah. Now, you tee off from 9 spots around the oval up in the grandstand.
Oh, on the grandstand. Yeah.
Or is it... No, now I'm trying to remember. No, I think you tee off from 1 spot. It's 4 minutes to run around the whole grandstand. Yeah. Would be pretty hard.
Fast runner.
You need a special buggy to get that fast around. Okay, let's say they tee off from 1 spot. Teed off, sorry, from 1 spot. And they would hit two. So on the ground, there was 9 holes sort of all around. They weren't proper golfing greens or anything like that. They were just... Someone had got
they sunk some holes in the Adelaide Oval.
Well, they did. They put holes in the oval. Uh-huh. They covered the pitch. Because obviously they're playing there right now. they may have even hit a few golf balls like while they're out there. Someone's tripping over one or something. Yeah. So you sort of had to get nearest to the pin. You had a time limit, obviously, of 4 minutes. And nearest to pin would win.
Okay.
And that's how it was played. So you obviously hit to, they say, like, hole one. You'd have to find where hole one is, hit out there. Mm. Nearest to pin wins.
Hey, look, I don't mind this idea. Yeah. I always like this. I mean... It's not traditional. Obviously, 2020 is not traditional. It's not really cricket.
Yeah.
But tennis have tried this with this like super express tennis thing format. They've tried it. Why not golf? Give it a go. Try something that can attract some new fans, I guess.
Yeah, I worked at a golf course a few years ago now, and 1 year ago now. And I remember them even then talking about some sort of like, we got to get the younger people involved. So we've got to make golf quicker because 18 holes, you know, it's a few hours. It ruins a good walk, as they say, and blah, blah, blah. So they're like, okay, well, how do we make it shorter? What do we do? And this seems to be the new idea.
Fantastic idea.
Like the magazine.
Well, it is.
Sorry.
That's terrible. Is this cross promotion? Are they sponsoring this or something?
Yeah, sponsoring us now.
Anyway, I guess for all us people who like traditional sports, we can just not watch it. And then for the kids who have no time and have no attention span.
Yeah.
Good game for them.
There you go.
Exactly. Anything else about golf you guys wanted to talk about?
This show only goes for half an hour, so all you kids with no attention span, I'm sure you can survive half an hour, right?
It'd be all good. Yeah. Absolutely. That's our audience.
Yeah.
Kids with no attention spans and people who read the new idea.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, anything else about golf? Golf?
No, I'm just really bad at it, but from that. And...
Fantastic, yes.
Mate, when's the across the park, you know?
Golf tournament?
Tournament, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we'll have to have one.
We will.
Well, yeah, okay.
The end.
Set it up. let's talk a little bit about soccer. Matildas, they are playing this weekend. They're playing tomorrow at 3:30 p.m. at Panthers Stadium.
Mm.
And then they play again on Tuesday the 13th.
Who is it again? Chile? No.
Yes, they play Chile.
Chile,
that's right. Two friendlies against Chile. They've never played Chile before.
Mm.
And... I think...
So they're ranked pretty well. Australia's ranked... So this is really important. They're only friendlies... But to retain our top 6 ranking, we're basically going to win one or both of these games because then that'll give us a favourable draw for the World Cup.
Yeah.
Cool.
So they're a big deal, not just friendlies. They're actually, and they're both being played in New South Wales, one in Penrith, one in Newcastle.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool.
Do you remember this? It was September last year when the Matildas had that really big game at Panthers Stadium.
Sold out, didn't it?
Sold out game.
Yeah.
It went up against an AFL semi. They had more people at Panthers Stadium to watch the girls play than there was at an AFL semi-final. It was that game where there was a guy in the crowd who had an old Australian jersey, the yellow Australian soccer jersey, and he'd crossed out whatever the name was on the back and written Kerr, and he had the number 2 already there and put a 0 after that because that was Kerr's number 20.
Ah.
And then after the game, she handed her jersey to him. Okay. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's
amazing,
cool.
Right? And I remember that. That was such a great game. We played Brazil, I think it was a friendly.
Yeah.
And that to me, like this whole past year, and even before when, you know, we had some amazing games, I think the Matildas haven't really had that many wins in the past year, but they've just blown out of the water. They're such a highly regarded team, you know, and they're great. People can look up to them, boys and girls. They're that sort of fantastic team. Like you said, sixth in the world. Our men's are 600th.
Yeah.
So they're
add a couple of zeros.
Yeah. It's really good to have a team like that, and I think everyone should support them this weekend.
Yeah, you get out there. I think that the tickets have been selling way better than the men's as well.
Yeah, of course. Again, they're so much better. They're much more entertaining.
Well, they have one of the best women's players in the world, Kerr, isn't she?
Kerr, yeah.
Totally. Just missed out on that big award, I think.
Oh, she should have won it.
Should have won it,
yeah. Even the girl that won said, I voted for Sam Kerr. It's true.
There you go.
Yeah.
What about Elise Perry? She plays both soccer and cricket.
Yeah. Cricket, yeah.
And they're both playing, what, tomorrow, are they?
Yeah.
Who's she playing for?
No, she doesn't play soccer anymore.
Oh, she doesn't. Yeah. Sorry, I must have missed
it. She's all about the cricket.
Okay, okay. Yeah. That's fine. Yeah. But she did, like, for not till that long ago, like a few months
ago. She played both, I think.
Well, maybe she does still play a bit of...
maybe here and there.
Soccer, yeah. But she definitely plays... She chose cricket.
Okay.
And was going to represent
that's
Australia.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, Usain Bolt.
Oh, yeah?
Yes,
he bolted.
We've been talking... Yes. Well, I've actually...
Yeah, you beat me to it.
Because I work in a previous life, I must have worked for the Daily Telegraph. My little notes here says, Usain bolts. Like, that's my little header for this little section. Terrible.
Terrible. I reckon that headline's never been used.
Guys, you can use it. New idea. This is...
Yeah.
Take it. Okay, so after not being able to reach an agreement, Bolt has now left the Central Coast Mariners without ever playing an A-League game. There was talk that he wanted, I think, $3 million.
Yeah,
and
right.
Central Coast were like, we'll give you $150,000.
That's about all we got.
Yeah. That's $3 million from Central
Coast.
Top.
Yeah. It was had a bit of fun. He played a friendly, got a couple of goals.
Yeah.
He wasn't really a player that, he was going to be top flight professional.
Exactly.
You
know. Marketing value was, I think, might have been worth it.
Yeah.
Maybe not that much, but, you know, he was selling out. Selling out stadiums for trials, which is unheard of.
Like,
yeah,
well, that's the thing. Like, would you have watched him if he'd played in an A-League match? Would you have watched that game?
Out of curiosity, probably.
Okay, and then would you have watched the next game again?
Yeah, it all depends. If he actually legitimately was good or got better and was worth watching, and you know, then you might go, "Oh, this is worth it." But
yeah.
I just couldn't see that happening.
Nah.
I mean, the goals he got were pretty lucky sort of goals.
Yeah.
But, you know,
lucky 6'5" and he's taller than the keeper.
Exactly.
Headbutter.
Okay, look, a sport we haven't spoken about on this show yet is swimming. So I wanted to mention a bit of swimming.
Swimming?
Swimming, yeah.
Is that a sport?
How could you say swimming is not a sport? You think, I was joking.
Have you told Mick that you swim against Ian Thorpe when you were a young lad?
Have we? I think we've had this conversation a few times. I've
actually claim to fame, isn't it?
It is.
Coming last to Ian Thorpe or getting beaten by Ian Thorpe.
My mum likes to say that by the time I dived in, he was already out having a shower. Whatever. And this was before he was like famous Ian Thorpe. But even then,
did you ever see the size of his feet back then?
Well, yes. They were in front of me the whole race. I had to see them.
Oh, look. Get out of it. It's smaller from here.
I just know that he's got like abnormally large feet, right?
Yeah, he did have very large
feet. Like flippers. Yeah. That's why he's so bloody quick.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Plus, he was a very good swimmer.
Oh, yeah.
Take that away from him. Adventurer and all-round massive human, Ross Elgi returned to dry land on Sunday after swimming the whole way around Great Britain in 157 days.
Wow.
So that's 5 months of swimming around Great Britain.
Imagine how pruny you'd be after that.
Yes.
It's bad enough in the bar for 10 minutes. All right.
He was unassisted the whole way. He's the first man to complete the 2,800-kilometer circumnavigation. He left on June 1st this year. His days were, you know, weather allowing, he sort of swam 2 6-hour swims, often in the dark of night, with periods of rest on board a boat that was sort of following him, obviously.
Yeah.
So he didn't get killed or something.
Jeez. The channel's not good enough anymore, the English channel.
Well, that's the thing. There was an interview after the race, he didn't race anyone, after the swim, and he's like, yeah, look, you know, people have done the English channel and I really look up to them and I hope that I can be sort of, you know, similar to them. Like, he was so... talking down the fact that he swam around Great Britain. He's like, this is a much better achievement swimming from Great Britain swimming from England to France. But yeah, man, you swam around the whole of Great Britain.
It's a bit further.
Along the way, he had to battle strong tides, currents, icy water, especially off the coast of Scotland, where it was obviously going to be freezing.
Yeah.
All types of storms, 3 meter waves, numerous jellyfish stings. Also, being in seawater for that long, he's
got wrinkly.
Yes, obviously. But his hands and feet at times were showing basically trench foot. So there's photos of he posted some photos of his feet that were black.
Ooh,
like, yeah, gross. Disgusting. I'm sorry if that you thought that was disgusting. Wait for this bit.
It gets better.
Barely a month in, he was already experiencing salt mouth. Okay, so a lot of salt in the mouth is obviously going to make your mouth very dry.
Uh-huh.
Turn off now if you don't want to hear how disgusting this is, or if you just don't like this show. The seawater left his tongue so dry and his mouth and throat so dry that bits of his tongue were starting to fall off.
No way.
Yeah.
Wait, when that starts happening, I think you get to the point where you go, I think it's enough.
Yeah, I think so.
I think I'll just stop there.
I think I like my tongue.
I'm not really proving anything here.
Exactly. Now, look, my favorite part about the whole all of this, you know, the fact that he swam around and blah blah blah, is amazing. But my favorite part is he did an interview straight after he got out of the water, and this is what he said. This is what he said.
Uh-huh.
Oh my god, that was a terrible idea.
You're damn right. It
well,
was.
That's the most honest first report after
he's just
a
he's walked out of the water. Everyone's clapping for him, and that was a terrible idea. Anyway, can't well done, Ross. You're
on ya.
Amazing feat.
Yeah. Crazy, but amazing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, horse racing, really quick. Obviously, we are going to talk about the Melbourne Cup. That's happened. That's in the past. I wanted to talk about some of the great horse names that have been around over time. There's been some fantastic horse names. Here's a few that I found. A horse called Ha Ha Ha.
Yeah,
that's a good name, right? Imagine the commentator having to say, ha, ha,
can we just, before you tell me these, there's rules around horse race names, right?
There is.
They've got to be like a longer than a certain length or something.
I don't know about short length-wise.
And they can't have been used before. Like, they're actually like unique. They've got to be unique. Is that right?
Yeah, well, they can't have been used before. Obviously, you can't go out and say, this is Farlap. And it's a pony.
What about Nearlap? Have they done Nearlap yet?
I mean, see, that could probably work. That's very good. It's very good.
I like that.
Yeah, I don't know. We should, Gabby, you look into it. She's not here. Okay. Another great one. I think everyone knows this one. Hoof-hearted.
Oh. Hoof-hearted.
Hearted.
That's good. Yeah, I like that. Right. Imagine saying that fast.
Yeah, hoof-hearted. Exactly. I mean, that's the point. And that's the point of this one. Wear the fox hat.
Wear the fox hat.
Okay.
There must be rules around these things.
Well, I don't think you can swear. I think you can't swear. And obviously they haven't sworn there, but if you say it fast.
My touch 40 team used to be called Far Q 2.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we will Far Q first, and then the second season we will Far Q 2.
That's very good, yeah.
It's like that.
Good play on words.
Yeah, very good. Okay, there's Passing Wind.
Yeah, I like that.
That's a good one, especially good. For a horse. It's quite good. Waikikamukau.
Oh, yes. I was that another name. I had an indoor soccer team called Waikikamukau.
Okay.
Yeah, no shit. We were good at the pun names.
Even if they were stolen. There was a horse called like a pirate would say.
Yarr.
Like that. But more like Arr. Have a listen to this.
Stand pat up to challenge for that lead as they field. Turns for home. Maps Wish on the outside runs in third. Then down toward the inside, it's Feline Fell in fourth. In the middle of the track is Arrgh! Coming down to the final 16th to the stamp pad in front. Arrgh! 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 In front, coming down to the wire.
Did he win?
They're coming to the finish, and it's all
Arrgh! Oh, good on you, Arrgh.
Yeah, I know.
On second. Stand pat there.
There you go.
That can't be real.
Yeah, that was a real race.
No way.
Yes.
He's a really
speaking
bad
of real
commentator.
Races, I did want to play one more. This poor commentator who had no voice. I don't know if you've heard this one before. This is quite an old one. He completely lost his voice through the race, and he struggled, but he made it through.
I think we're going here in front, leading the way. It's a liar rose.
Get that guy lozenge or
something. 2 meters in second placing.
He's obviously pressed the cough button there.
Yaxi, where are you? We need you, mate. In front of Liar Rose. Oh, down the outside.
My throat's hurting.
Try hard one step closer. The Liar Rose wins. Second placing. Oh, we own a teach, and I think, or on the inside, cop an Eiffel.
There you go. That's it. I think he died.
That was it. His voice box just fell out onto the desk and it was like, I'm done.
Poor, poor guy. Congratulations to that man. Okay, here's the game we're going to play this week.
A game?
US politician or jockey?
Donald Trump. Politician. jockey.
Wow. US politician or jockey?
Yeah.
So this could be a US politician from... whenever. Okay. A jockey from whenever.
Right.
Makes it harder. Can I start by saying this game, I wanted to do a game called Name the Spice Girls Song, as I know you were both very excited about them returning that.
Damn, well, why didn't you?
80% of them are returning anyway.
Yeah.
But it was actually really hard to do. It was hard to find song meanings about Spice Girls songs.
Showing the dance moves.
Oh, well, maybe. This is, a very visual show. I'm happy to dance. So this week we're going to play US Pollies or Jockey. So I'll give you a name and you have to tell me whether or not it's a politician or a jockey.
Hey!
Yeah, sound pretty
good.
Easy?
Yeah.
Okay, fantastic. Mick, you're up first because you've played before.
Mm.
Hank Johnson is the name.
And yeah, Hank.
You heard of Hank before? Okay.
Yes.
We're about to find out, I think. Is Hank Johnson a politician who once, when hearing about adding military personnel on Guam, he said, "My fear is that the whole island would become so overly populated that it will tip over and capsize."
Mm.
Or is he a Welsh retired jockey who was regarded as one of Europe's leading jockeys between 1953 and 1979?
Well, you started with an easy one because, seriously, has there ever been an American... Sorry, is there anyone being called Hank that is not American?
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah,
ever in the history of the world.
Damn it! So what's your answer, Mick?
Politician. Also, they're so dumb they'll think an island will tip over.
Hey, I mean, I didn't make that up. Like, he actually said that.
That's why it was so obvious. It was an obvious one.
Dan.
Yeah.
Glenn Grothman. Okay.
Yeah.
Is Glenn a politician who once said, "Did people even know what homosexuality was in high school in 1975? I don't remember any discussion about that at the time." Or is he a four-time champion jockey riding 642 winners in his career and who retired from training in 2002, aged 60?
I reckon he's a jockey.
Ooh.
Again, what the politician said sounds like an American politician.
I should have thought that.
Again, yeah, you're totally right. Okay, damn. Mick, Julie Crone.
Julie Crone.
Is Julie a poly who grew up, this is a good one, castrating hogs on an Iowa farm and in her first campaign ad complained that Washington is full of big spenders and urged voters to send her there so that she could make them squeal? Or is she a jockey?
doesn't Gabby do a really big noise?
Oh, well, I don't know. That was a pretty good one. I like that one. Or is it a jockey born in? Or is she a jockey born in 1963 who became the first woman introduced into the National Museum of Racing and Hall of Fame in 2000?
Oh, look! It does sound like that could be a politician, but I'm going to go for the female jockey.
For the first time ever, you have got two right. Well done, mate.
Boom.
Wait, what did you say?
Jockey.
Yeah, good.
Thank you, Quizmaster. Okay.
Dan, Haley Turner. Is Haley a Republican from Texas who believes that the Constitution is 400 years old and that Vietnam is still divided into North and South? Or is she an English professional jockey with 780 career wins born in January 1983?
I'm going to go the politician this time.
Okay, and...
Again!
Wrong again.
See, these visitors we get in, they're really bad at these games, aren't they?
I know.
That was hard.
Sorry, mate. That's the point of the game. Okay, that's it for the show. Thank you so much, Dan, for coming.
Done already?
Yeah, we're done, man.
Oh, I just got here.
You want to talk about more stuff? Well, you've been here for half an hour.
All right.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I'm fine.
You
thank
sure?
You. Can
you've, had a, you've had a bad day.
Can I drink a beer now?
You can have a beer after the show. Absolutely. Dan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, guys. It's been a pleasure.
It's been a lot of fun having you on. And that's it. Tune in next week. We'll be back. Hopefully, Gabby will be here. Who knows? Maybe.
All out for 231. God, that's all right.
Okay, there we go. We've got the update. All out for 231. If you're listening in a couple of weeks' time, Australia on Friday at this time, we're all out for what?
231.
There you go. The end. Thank you so much.
Thanks, y'all.
Okay, that was fun.
What did I win?
Oh, my God. That was a terrible idea.
Good night.
Oh, awesome.